Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
Mark my words. Our union will defend any member who gets in trouble for teaching honest history. We have a legal defense fund ready to go, and we are preparing for litigation as we speak.
Well, that's Randy Weingarten from the NEA throwing down the gauntlet. Now, let me ask this question. I wonder if Randy's been asked this today. Would honest history involve a teacher in South Carolina telling her students that we're going to talk about some history and we're going to talk about some stuff now, but what happens in the classroom stays in the classroom, because that's exactly what has happened.
Because some of the topics that we're going to talk about, we are going to be talking about some inequalities, social inequalities. And the one thing that you do need to know is it's going to be tough. It's going to be tough talking about some of this stuff. But you need to be able to recognize within yourself and within others the difficulties of speaking about certain things.
I'm about to teach a unit on social justice. The lesson that I taught is the first class of a unit. And this is where we establish ground rules.
So let's jump in. I'm sharing my screen right here.
So she's going to talk about ground rules. Ground rules for the social justice education.
Discussion rules. I don't know how many of you know this book, Jason Reynolds, Long Way Down. Y'all know this one? All right. This is a phenomenal book. In this, he starts out the entire book by saying three rules, the three rules of the neighborhood. You have three rules. One, no crying, no matter what.
It's a good rule.
Two, no snitching.
Oh.
Three, revenge.
Uh-oh.
So when we talk about the three ground rules, these are the three ground rules of the neighborhood.
The neighborhood is her classroom, in case you haven't picked up on that.
Are these the three ground rules that you deal with in real life?
For the most part, yes.
All right. No snitching. What's said in this class?
Don't leave this class.
There you go.
Exactly. Stays in this class.
So I don't know if that qualifies as honest history, if you're going to teach honest history and you're going to tell your students. And by the way, how can a teacher not know that that stuff's going to be recorded and eventually get out there? Obviously, somebody snitched. Snitches get stitches. I'm told that on a regular basis. Nikki Neely is with me this afternoon, the president and the founder of a group called Parents Defending Education. We're going to talk a little bit more about this debate on critical race theory. Nikki, thanks for coming on 97.1. How are you?
I'm great, thanks. Thanks for having me.
What did you think about the dynamic there? Because I played the Randy Weingarten audio yesterday, and actually I'm going to make the case that that's a good thing, what she said. But then, lo and behold, this audio comes up of that teacher in South Carolina that seemingly kind of wants to hide some of this stuff from parents. Isn't that how you interpreted it?
Yeah, well, you know what? She's not the only one. There are a lot of teachers around the country, including in Rockwood, Missouri, right? Where
all
there
right.
was.
Well, it's actually, that's my school district. So it's not Rockwood, Missouri. It's in the Fenton area here in the St. Louis. It's the suburbs, but it was the Rockwood School District. Actually, yeah, they caught this teacher who basically was denying any knowledge of CRT and said, look, this is what we're going to do. We just can't tell the parents what we're doing, right?
Right. And, you know, with the Zen Education Project, actually, they have about 5,000 educators from across the country who have said, we will continue to teach this, you know, the thing that is not being taught, which is what we're all being told, in violation of state law in many cases. And so even though it's not being taught, there are 5,000 people who are going to break the law to teach the thing. And we don't want anybody to know about it. So we're not going to let the parents know what's going on, which is absolutely mind-boggling. This is being done to our children with our money in our name. It's an insult and it's wrong.
This is why I'm going to make the case, and I said yesterday, that what Randy Weingarten finally did after months and weeks of saying, what? There's nothing to see here. CRT, it's just these Republicans making stuff up. And again, the definition of critical race theory, is that what's happening in schools? Well, you can call it intersectionality or whatever term. It's wrong and it's racist. But I like the fact that she finally admitted it, because I don't know about you, and I think you're going to agree with me, Nikki. I think the parents are going to fight pretty hard and they're going to win this one.
Absolutely. You know, call it magical unicorn theory. What is happening in our schools is that children are being discriminated against on immutable characteristics. Parents know, they are furious, and they will not stand for it. And so, yeah, call it whatever you want, or, you know, talk down to us, which is the newest thing,
yeah,
right?
It is.
This is
right.
not being taught. It's a complicated legal theory. How dare you treat my children like that? Okay. No.
And by the way, don't you know, I have some audio after, you know, I let you go here in a few minutes. I want to talk about this from, it's interesting, the audio that's surfacing from the people maybe most outraged by this, African-American mothers and fathers in mixed-race families. Wouldn't you agree?
Yeah, absolutely. No, and you know what? I mean, I'm half Japanese and my kids are a quarter Japanese. And so which part of them is an oppressor? Which part of them is oppressed? It's so silly where and how they are drawing these lines. And it's really just, at the end of the day, it's a power struggle, right? They're trying to destabilize society, right? I mean, when you pit people against each other, how are we supposed to end up with that more perfect union that our founding fathers promised?
Well, I think a lot of the folks here, we have a United States Congresswoman, Cori Bush, who doesn't really care much for this country, even though she represents St. Louis. She hates America. And the people on this side of the equation, they don't really care. They want to transform the country. And that's all well and good. But when it comes to critical race theory, here's the part that I think is important for groups like yours, Parents Defending Education. I think you know this. There's this effort, and this is all going to continue, to basically label this as simply Republicans and evil conservatives not willing to teach kids about history. I don't know one person, Nikki, and I don't think you do either, that's trying to put a stop to this, that doesn't want actual things that happen in history taught in the classroom. Who's opposed to that? I'm certainly not.
No.
You're not. Nobody is. But that's how they're playing this off. And it's dangerous because the media is going to fall into this. I've already seen it on CNN and CBS. They don't ever challenge that notion, so they let them get away with it.
Absolutely. I mean, that's a lazy straw man. Parents oppose shoddy ahistorical curriculum like the 1619 Project, which, as a side note, even the World Socialist website has said, like, wow, that's terrible. I mean, parents oppose their kids being segregated on the basis of race, which is happening in schools like outside Wellesley, Massachusetts. They oppose finite school budgets being spent on equity consultants when districts like outside Austin, Texas, the Ames School District said, we don't have any money to hire a crossing guard for our elementary school, but then they signed a $175,000 contract for an equity consultant. That's the kind of stuff that parents are pissed off about.
Teaching. $180,000 for an equity consultant. I love that. Yeah, parents are pissed off, and they should be, because, and I've said this for many years, and maybe this is a good thing in this way, too. Everybody goes and stands in line to vote for president or maybe the midterm elections. You know where some of these more important elections take place? In school boards and school districts all over the country, because some of these people on the school boards, they cheer this stuff on. They feel it's their mission to right the wrongs. Apparently, they're amongst the most guilty white people in this country. And they're the dangerous ones, these school board members.
Right. And, you know, Max Eaton from the Manhattan Institute has called moving school board elections off cycle one of the greatest disenfranchisements that's happened in recent history. And I think he's right. I mean, we see school boards where people are unable to figure out when their elections are. They don't want
Okay, yeah, now explain that. I don't want to lose people. What she's talking about here is that typically you would go in November in the general election or maybe here in August in a primary election. But then the school board district election is like in March or some weird time, right?
Exactly. Nobody knows about it. So you can't run for it. You can't prep for it. You can't vote in it.
So how do you think this is going to move forward when you have now the media has taken a stand, the legacy media, and they're going to call Republicans crazy and say they're not trying to teach history? Randy Weingarten's laying the gauntlet down. What happens from here on out in this dispute?
Well, you know what? If she wants to go to court, we'd be glad to meet her there for starters. But I think so many people are really now just waking up. I think, you know, I hesitate to say there's a silver lining to COVID, but I think the fact that parents have had over the past year the opportunity to actually see what has been happening in their classrooms, you know, to the great chagrin of many teachers, people are outraged. And I think even if our children are allowed to go back to school in the fall, you know, per Randy Weingarten's now, you know, kind of vague direction.
Well, that's a good point.
Right. I mean, you know, people are angry. They're awake. Am I allowed to say, you know, awake, awoken, you know, to the problem in our schools. And I think people are starting to realize, you know what? So many of us have been focusing on the federal government for the past 15 or 20 years when local and state governments have so much more sway over our day-to-day lives, from the school openings to the lockdowns. So I think people are really, they're starting to show up at the local level. And I think we're also kind of watching the dam break. People are realizing that they've been frightened to speak out, and they're seeing that, you know what? There are people, there's all those viral videos online. The sky hasn't fallen on them when people have stood up for their children. And so, you know what? It's time for me to do it. This is an important fight. So it's really, it's fascinating and really exciting to me to see people who are just getting involved in civic life at the local level and the state level again. And so I think, you know, we're going to start to, this trend is going to continue through the fall.
We saw, I think so too. We saw a great example, and I've covered politics or, you know, movements like this for years. But when parents got really pissed off here in the St. Louis area about our elected officials and health directives that said you can't have youth sports because youth sports is spreading the coronavirus, when there was no evidence that that was happening. In fact, there was to this day no evidence that that was happening because it wasn't happening. But they shut down youth sports. Parents got very angry. They got very involved, and they put a stop to it. And they forced some changes here in the law in Missouri. Same thing when it comes to this, I think. You're going to have parents that might be underestimated moving forward when it comes to critical race theory.
Oh, sorry, I had it on mute. People are, they're mad, and they're not going to forget about this. And they're going to remember who, you know, the school board members that dismissed them, that condescended to them, that sneered at them, that cut their microphones off, and there will be consequences.
Hey, Nikki, did you hear, and I played the audio of this yesterday, and I thought this was great. And this is very representative of what I talk about in terms of people here on the left that aren't crazy lunatics that sometimes exist on the coast or even in Illinois. Joe Scarborough was talking about this on MSNBC. He had a bit of a debate. Chris Rufo has been leading the charge from the Manhattan Institute. Chris has been a show guest many times for me. But he pointed out that for years now, he's had lefty friends of his, Scarborough, that have texted him and called him and said, Joe, this stuff that's going on in private schools is crazy, what they're teaching these kids. We got to put a stop to it. They look to him to do something. So this is an undercurrent. This is another thing that we're only told. Republicans, Randy Weingarten will say conservatives, Republicans. This is not only a Republican parent issue, is it?
Absolutely. It's so interesting. We have a tip line where people can submit things to us from that they're going on in their district. So we have people send us screenshots and hyperlinks, and probably, you know, a quarter of them that we get in are have some version of I'm a lifelong Democrat, but.
Interesting.
So there are people across the political spectrum who hate this. There actually have been, there's been a huge groundswell of people that oppose this that are first generation Americans, people who have emigrated to this country voluntarily and said, you know what, don't tell my kid that getting the right answer in math is white supremacist culture. Teach him calculus so he can apply to MIT. I mean, people are just fed up with the quality of education.
They are fed up with it, and I like to see the passion, that's for sure. Nikki Neely, who's the president and the founder of Parents Defending Education. Give your website out, Nikki.
Sure, it's defendinged.org.
Keep on them, all right? Keep on them. I appreciate the fight, and I'm on your side.
Thank you.
All right, take care. I want to play some of this because this is a guy. What's funny about this is when I heard the audio, I did not see this on television. I heard the audio. I was listening in my car to Fox, this guy talk about critical race theory. Ian Rice is his name. And maybe I shouldn't even tell you this. I'm just going to play the audio without telling you this. Maybe you can figure it out on your own. We'll do it in the opposite direction. But here is, and this was something that kind of went viral from Ian Rice a couple of weeks ago. And he went on Fox News. He's from Michigan, but here's what he said originally.
My name is Ian Rice. I've got two children here at the Caledonia School District. It's very apparent here by all of the parents that have spoken that this board and the school district is failing. More importantly, I came here to talk about critical race theory.
All right, so this is, again, Caledonia, Michigan. He's a parent up there. He's got a couple of kids, he said, in the district.
This theory was never meant to be brought into grade schools, high schools, at all. It's actually taught in the collegiate atmosphere, and more importantly, the legal portion of the collegiate atmosphere, to see different laws through the lens of race.
Now, this is an important point that he's making, and I'm actually glad he said that, because this is where you get into the different definitions. Yeah, critical race theory, by its definition, is what's being taught in higher education. So that's when Randy Weingarten and the others say, well, there's nothing to see here. It's not CRT. It's certainly an offshoot. That's why I always say, I don't care what you call it. It's wrong. But he goes on here.
From an ethics and an ethical standpoint, right? Not for grade schools and high schoolers. The problem with bringing it to high school and grade school level is that we don't have the educators to properly teach these kids. Instead, they're using it as their own agenda to indoctrinate the kids to hate each other. And whether you believe that to be true or not, the reality is that's what's happening.
That is exactly what's happening. And Ian Rice knows it's happening.
Critical race theory is teaching that white people are bad. That's not true. That would teach my daughter that her mother is evil. You already have an educator within your staff that has pulled my daughter aside and said, well, you're a minority, so you know better than to engage in certain things.
All right, so this is where I kind of left out a little headline. When I heard him, I thought he was a white parent, white dude, right? It's a black parent. He's got a white mother or white wife, but mixed race child.
Wow.
Whoa.
When I was brought to the school's attention, nothing happened to the educator. Instead, my daughter was brought in, and she was ridiculed.
So that is horrifying. Well, let me play that again, because that is really an important story.
You already have an educator within your staff that has pulled my daughter aside and said, well, you're a minority, so you know better than to engage in certain things.
Wow.
When I was brought to the school's attention, nothing happened to the educator. Instead, my daughter was brought in, and she was ridiculed. So my question is now, with critical race theory being brought in, what is your criteria to educate the educators? And who are you to educate my children, or any of our children, in life issues? That's our job.
Yes.
Your job is to teach them math and science. Our job is to teach them about life. I believe racial issues and tensions across the U.S. are nowhere near what they used to be decades ago. Do we have a long way to go? Sure. Do we still have individuals out there that need to be taught? Absolutely. But I believe the people here don't look at me as a black man. They look at me as a man standing in front of you, addressing the issue that we all are very passionate about.
Does Ian Rice sound like a cuckoo, conservative, nutty guy, right?
Nope.
He sounds like a parent who cares deeply about his kids' future and their education. Now, that's a story that nobody in this country will hear, Sue. That's part of the issue. If you're listening to a talk show like mine, you're going to hear the audio. If you're watching Fox, you're going to hear that because Bill Hemmer had him on today and they talked about the story. You're not going to hear that in CNN. You won't hear it on CBS News. You won't have Bill Whitaker swoop in and do that story, even though he's an African-American. And you certainly won't see it in the St. Louis Post-Dispatch. Why aren't these narratives, these parts of the story, why is that not important for the media to cover? Because that's a pretty amazing story that he told. So he's on with Bill Hemmer talking about some of these things earlier this morning on Fox.
The life issues our kids are being taught in school, that should be left to the parents in the homes. Our kids need to be taught mathematics, English, reading, writing, those things, science. Those things are what the educators are supposed to be teaching our kids. Life issues are our job as a parents. Right now, the critical race theory that's being out there, it's supposed to stay in the collegiate atmosphere, not in the grade school and high school levels.
Now, I think that's a very important point there, and he made that earlier in the soundbite, because I think he's right about that.
Yes.
I think these are the types of issues that people, certainly in college, you can handle. I would have no problem with, people are indoctrinated in college anyway. I was indoctrinated, or they attempted to do it, when Ronald Reagan was president in the 1980s. So you expect that when you pay your $50,000 for your son or daughter to go to some esteemed university, they're going to be indoctrinated. That's basically what happens in higher education. But you don't really expect that from my daughter who's in first grade.
Our teachers are not equipped. Not that they're they can be educated, but they're not equipped at this particular time to educate our kids in that manner. And nor do we, us as parents want our kids to be taught in that manner.
You know, these are stories that I've been highlighting. Dave, when's the first time I talked about CRT with Chris Rufo? Probably 2 years ago?
Oh, at least,
Two years ago. Yeah. And now finally it's getting some coverage. And it's getting coverage because of examples like that, and examples like Rockwood. Look, we're known in the CRT circles here in St. Louis because of that idiot in the Rockwood School District who was caught sending an email to other other teachers saying, shh, here's how we're going to do this. Psst, there's nothing to see here. We're just going to fake the parents out. That's outrageous.
Not a good
look. Kind of level? No, it's a terrible
all.
Look. And by the way, that example, and then this teacher from South Carolina telling the students what happens in the classroom, tell me that that's not happening on a regular basis. Those are the only two that have been caught. Well, there's more than that. But you know that it has to happen at a higher rate than that. So shame on the teachers. And by the way, I think the teachers need to do their part here to say, we want to teach history. We want to teach about the Tulsa Race Massacre. We want to teach about, nobody is saying that you shouldn't. And nobody should say that you shouldn't. That's where I would side with the NEA, but that's not what this is about. And it's important for people to know it. And you're never going to have a fair debate in this country with the media being as tilted as they are, unfortunately. So I'd like to think that the parents are going to win this battle.
I do too. I hope so.
I hope so. But if you don't have examples like that and what Ian Rice said that gets out there in more mainstream media, people are just going to say, oh, it's just the kooky Republicans again. They don't want people to learn about history. It's 527, 97.1 FM Talk.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I look forward to hearing those conversations with Mr. Cox on the morning show here at 97.1 FM Talk. There is a state rep named Sarah Walsh who's entered a congressional race.
I'm Sarah Walsh, and hard work matters.
That's what my parents taught me as we live paycheck to paycheck. Never complaining and pushing on, with clothes from garage sales, books from the local library, and wisdom from the Bible.
Now, I could play that whole video, which is about 2 minutes from Sarah, but then I'd have to charge you, Sarah, for advertising, and I don't know if your committee has the budget for that. How are you this afternoon? Welcome to 97.1 FM Talk.
Hey, thanks so much. It's good to be with you today.
All right, so this one, I saw a little note on your video, so I watched the video and I wanted to get you on. I'm a little confused, but I'm always confused. So you are entering into the race for the second congressional district?
No, that was a typo.
Well, that makes a lot more sense, because that's where I thought, and when I started looking, you're from Ashland, which is near Columbia, right, south of Columbia.
I think there was a typo on a certain media a place, and no, it's fourth. It's fourth congressional district.
Okay, well, that makes a lot more sense, because I was very confused. I thought, well, here's someone getting into the race in the second against Ann Wagner, because Ann Wagner might get in the Senate race, but that's not the case. This is something different.
That's correct. I would not run against Ann Wagner. she's doing a great job.
All right. So tell, which is, now that we've kind of sorted through some of the confusion, the 4th District, who represents that now?
That is Congresswoman Vicki Hartzler. And so she is running for U.S. Senate.
Yes,
so
yes.
Roy Blunt is retiring. And so she's going to run, or she is running for that seat. And so that then opens up the 4th Congressional District to an open seat. And so, yep, I tossed my hat in the ring this morning.
Well, congratulations on that. And yeah, we've had Vicki on several times. I think she is a formidable candidate in that district. And it's interesting, because even when I had her on, Sarah, you know, I think these district lines are interesting, and they're going to get even more interesting. But we sort of, conventional wisdom would be Vicki Hartzler, western part, southwest part of the state, may not consider that district cuts into the Columbia area, right?
That's right. Yeah, we've got Boone County that's in the 4th Congressional District. Used to be, though, she's been in Congress a little more than a decade. And so I was actually helped volunteer for her campaign back at the beginning. My husband, Steve Walsh, works for her, worked for her on the campaign, and has been on her official side ever since. And it used to be that Columbia was in Congressman Luke Kamara's district.
That's right.
And Congressman Hartzler had Cole County part, and then that kind of flipped last redistricting. So, you know, we'll kind of see exactly where the lines are drawn the next time around.
I was going to say, I'm old enough to remember how Harold Volkmer, who represented the 9th, and Columbia was part of that in Boone County, who was a pro-life, pro-gun Democrat. You know, those used to exist, Sarah. I don't know if you know that, but they don't anymore.
Hardly. I mean, there is a few, but very few, very few.
Not very many. All right, so why do you want to go to Congress?
So I want to go to Congress because I love our country and I love its people.
Well, wait. That disqualifies you right away. You know, Cori Bush, she got to Congress. She hates this country. Why would you want to say that? And, oh, wait, you're not in St. Louis. You're in mid-Missouri. Okay. All right. You got a chance.
Well, and that's exactly why I'm running, to fight to defend the American dream. I've lived the American dream my entire life. My life is proof that in America, anything's possible. I worked at a factory. I experienced a factory layoff. I lost my job. It went to Mexico, the country, not Mexico, Missouri. And we've got to work to get jobs back here in America. We've got to work really to restore all the great things that President Trump did, that the Biden administration has moved 180 degrees from, for economic prosperity and energy independence and securing our border, cutting waste in the budget, and defending the American dream. And so I've lived paycheck to paycheck. My parents, it was a struggle growing up. We lived down a dirt road, and we were in rental housing as a youngster. Folks can learn more about me at sarahformissouri.com. And I want to fight to defend the American dream, so everyone will have the opportunity to live and that American dream that I have.
So when it comes to fiscal responsibility, though, as someone who is a fiscal conservative, and I always describe myself as a little bit more of a libertarian conservative, but I've been, you know, concerned about fiscal issues for literally decades, to the time that I was in Columbia. I used to do radio there many, many years ago. But a lot of Republicans seemingly have drifted off the, you know, the principle of fiscal responsibility. At least it seems to me they have.
Well, and that's where we need to get back. We need to get back to basics. We need to get back to that philosophy of limited government, just like Ronald Reagan. You know, he had so many great things to say, and we need to get back to that. It's incredibly important because it's spiraling out of control. And, I've served on the Missouri House Budget Committee, as well as am appropriations chair over 4 state departments. And
you know, I've worked these past years in the Missouri House to find recommendations to our House Budget Chair, Cody Smith, of various ways we can cut and trim and find better ways to be fiscal stewards. Of course, we do have a balanced budget here in Missouri, and I believe we should have a balanced budget as in Washington, D.C. as well.
Yeah, I think we're lucky here in Missouri to a certain extent because of that, and because I even pointed this out to one of my guests earlier this afternoon, and you know this, Sarah, just even across the river in Illinois, not necessarily where people are listening to me right now, but if you go north to Cook County, you have states that have different laws, things that have been passed, even if it's something like this is a pet peeve of mine. Illinois, you can't drive when you're using your cell phone. Well, Missouri never went in that direction because we don't really favor the nanny state and the nanny state nonsense. We want people to be safe, but every once in a while, I know this is crazy. Sarah, you might agree with me. Every once in a while, government doesn't have to tell you exactly how to live your life, right?
You're 100% right. In fact, we try when we're traveling through Illinois to avoid spending any dollars there. They've got a lot of crazy policies, and we want to keep those out of Missouri and out of our out of Washington as well.
Good idea. You know, it's funny. You're from the Ashland area, is that right?
That's right. Yeah, mid-Missouri. I spent most of my life in mid-Missouri.
Do you know, I always, and I can't remember this guy's name, and I tell this story every once in a while. So when I was a cub reporter, as they say, a budding journalism student reporter in Missouri. There was a guy who represented, maybe it was that district, although the districts have changed. His first name was Jim, and he was from Ashland. Do you remember that name at all? He was a Democrat.
Trying to remember.
But here's the story. Here's why his name came up. Because here I am, young, reporter. I don't know anything about the world. I think I do. And here's a guy, and he made it. It was one of his proud moments. He said, look, I'm not going to introduce any laws, representing this part of Missouri, Ashland. I thought, why would you want to be an elected official and not introduce any laws? And then it took me a while. And I'm like, oh, my God, we need more people like this guy, even though he was a Democrat, to say enough already with the crazy laws. You know, you have constitutional responsibility to go to Jeff City and pass a budget. That's important. But some of the other things that get out of control in this country with law after law after law,
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Oh, I don't honestly know what I'm going to do with myself tonight. I was telling Dave about this earlier, Sue. My wife, and unfortunately, she's very close with her cousin who's in Colorado. Her cousin has breast cancer diagnosis and is starting treatments. But my wife went out to support her because they're more like sisters than cousins. So I have no wife. And then Becky was trying to take care of me a little bit just because we have to pick her up from daycare at, it's called Adventure Link. It's like a summer camp or whatever that Rockwood does, even though I've been ripping on Rockwood schools. Hopefully they're not kicking my daughter out of the class. But that's bad when I think about it, right? So you have to pick her up by 5:30.
Okay.
Well, I can't do that. I'm on the air. I'm on the radio here till 6.
I've noticed that. Yeah, I've noticed that.
So she said, well, Becky said, what if Kayla's our dear friend. We call her our part-time nanny. She's been with Alexa ever since she was at a Goddard newborn.
Dang.
But we became friends with her, and then she's a regular babysitter. We take her. Like, we're going to Florida in a couple of weeks. She's going with us. But my wife had it arranged where Kayla's picking up Alexa, like probably has already. Well,
I hope so.
And they're going to do a little sleepover and then go swimming tomorrow.
Nice.
The point of the story is I'm like, I've got an empty house to go to. And it's so weird, especially because it never happens. It just doesn't happen where there's not a wife or a child. Like if my wife's gone and she's busy or out of town, that happens. Usually Alexa is always there. So I don't know what I'm going to do with myself
tonight.
You
can hit golf balls. Not,
but see, I've kind of given up on that whole thing.
Don't do that.
I really do. I need to start a new. Here's what I should do. I should start working out. Right.
Get on your bike and go for a nice ride tonight.
Lazy suit.
I told them that. If you're quitting golf, at least go back to your other passion, which was biking.
Well, I'm gonna get out with the dogs tonight because the dogs have been cooped up. But you're right. And see, the good thing is, if this ever happens, I've described myself this way. I'm either an all-in or an all-out guy.
Yeah.
In other words, because I haven't ridden a bike in 4 years, once I stopped riding the bike, man, I was done. And I'm afraid golf might be heading in that direction. But if I start to do something, like let's say I start going to the gym, I probably will stick to that for a while. But then there's always something that gets in the way and heads me in the other direction.
Okay, but why don't you go out and hit a bucket of balls, right? And then you can kind of see if the golf thing can maintain itself for a while the weather's nice, and then we'll find you something for fall.
Because mentally, I know the way I've been swinging the golf club lately,
oh boy.
it's just going to frustrate me. So,
but this
is
what all golfers say, right?
The more you work on it, the worse you get.
That's typically what happened. Look, all I needed was a break. I was hitting balls throughout the whole winter.
That's all you needed.
My routine, you have to remember, I did, and Dave knows this. Well, Dave, you might as well tell the story. So for a year, we did a show remotely. Dave was in the studio at Camo X. I was in my office, my studio at home. So because of that, we have whatever the system is called. He would always be monitoring me. I could talk to him on the mic when I wasn't on the air. So during the commercial breaks, or during a newscast or something like that.
Or sometimes on Zoom.
I would be doing what, Dave?
You'd be practicing your swing.
But not necessarily only that, but what would I be listening to?
Oh, you'd be listening to instructional videos.
Like instructional golf videos.
Say, hey,
Mark, you got a live read.
So he says to me, like I can hear him down the line on my headphone. Now, again, this is when Carol was doing the news. I'm like,
Are you really working on your golf swing right now?
Yes, because I suck. So I spent the entire winter going to the range. I know exactly what's wrong with my swing, by the way. I am an over-the-top, I cast my shoulders. So I need to come inside to out with my swing path.
So work on it.
I've worked on it.
Bucket of balls.
You have no idea how much I've worked on it.
Dear.
And I have not been able to fix it. So that's why I took a break. But
we're not going to tell you what to do anymore. You figure something out. Our ideas are genius.
I'm going to start a new hobby. Maybe I'll
crochet.
What do people do? Yeah, something along those lines, right?
Crochet, I like it.
No, that's not going to be it.
Stand by. Playback ready.
Now, the audio cut of the day.
Oh, I got all this serious stuff, but let's keep it light here. The NBA Finals started last night. I have a bet. Sue, you were not here. Frank Cusimano and I have milkshakes on the line from Crown Candy Kitchen.
Ooh.
I picked the Bucks because I spent 10 years there. My aforementioned wife, Rebecca, is a Milwaukee native, and they haven't had a parade in Milwaukee since 1974 for anything.
You went for the emotional bet, though. Sometimes it can get you.
So I might lose, and last night did not turn out well for the Bucks, but it was game one. But you're familiar with what they do on Kimmel's show with mean tweets?
I love mean tweets.
Yeah, mean tweets, the NBA Finals edition.
Except when they're not there. Like
Shaquille O'Neal. More like Shaquille hasn't missed a meal. Tell your mother to make my sandwich. And be nothing when I get there. Hi, Mom. If LeVar Ball is such a big baller, why can't he afford a toothbrush? Because I like my teeth golden.
Ah!
Grant Hill annoys me when he talks. Put your eyebrows down. He looks like he's surprising himself with a race. Oh, that's funny. Caron Butler is a turd.
Chris Middleton can chop down trees with his teeth.
That's harsh.
Kemba actually leads all guards in charges drawn two of the last 3 years. My working theory is that he is so short, they simply do not see him. That's probably true, actually. Dwight Howard looks like a SoundCloud rapper who offers you his albums at the gas station you avoid.
I like that one.
My favorite one.
I like Trae Young, but his hair looks like a lollipop that got dropped on the carpet. What flavor lollipop? It may be delicious.
You know, Trae Young's hair is kind of like that.
It really
is. Mean Tweets, I love that bit. Game two of the NBA Finals and my chance to get square with Frank Cusumano tomorrow night.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.